This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The human toll of the new coronavirus in the United States hit a magnitude not seen since mid-May, with nearly 1,600 deaths recorded in 24 hours. It also has surpassed another stark reminder of how deadly the virus is. According to Johns Hopkins University, more than 150,000 people have died from COVID-19 in the U.S., more than any other country. Brazil nears 89,000 deaths. Worldwide, more than 662,000 people have died. Meanwhile, China also reported its highest single-day case total in 3 months, announcing 101 new infections and sporadic regional outbreaks. And French health authorities reported 1,392 additional confirmed cases Wednesday, the highest daily increase in more than a month. At this hour, nearly 17 million people globally are infected with COVID-19. U.S. officials say Russian intelligence officers are spreading disinformation about the coronavirus pandemic through English-language websites. The aim is to exploit a crisis that America is struggling to contain before the November presidential election. Russian officials are rejecting the accusations as, quote, conspiracy theories, end quote, and, quote, a persistent phobia, end quote. One site singled out by the U.S. has posted response denouncing the American assertions as, quote, categorically false, that it was linked to Russian military intelligence service or involved in propaganda. Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard has launched underground ballistic missiles. The launch is part of an exercise involving a fake aircraft carrier in the Strait of Hormuz. That's according to state television report Wednesday, and represents the latest barrage in a drill that saw two American bases temporarily go on alert over Tuesday. This is VOA News. Wednesday, Afghans welcomed a three-day ceasefire but called for it to be made permanent. This after the government and the Taliban said they would observe a truce that would kickstart peace talks as soon as next week. The foes this week announced a temporary stoppage in Afghanistan's war, only the third official pause in nearly 19 years. It is slated to start Friday and run for the duration of Eid al-Adha Muslim festival. Wednesday, the U.S. Federal Reserve stressed the course of the coronavirus pandemic will be critical to the economic recovery. The statement came as the policy-setting Federal Open Market Committee, or FOMC, held the benchmark lending rate at zero, as expected, and did not make any other changes to its guidance. The Fed also said it will continue to buy at least $120 billion in U.S. Treasuries and mortgage-backed securities each month to steady financial markets. The World Bank Group's private sector arm said Wednesday it is launching a $4 billion financing platform aimed at boosting the production and supply of critical healthcare products in developing countries to help fight the coronavirus pandemic. The International Finance Corps initiative is largely aimed at private sector projects to manufacture products such as personal protective equipment, ventilators and other medical equipment, coronavirus test kits, therapeutic drugs, and vaccines. The European Union will make $53 million available to increase the collection of plasma from COVID-19 survivors for the treatment of people who contract the disease. That, according to a spokesman who talked to Reuters. The move confirms the EU's growing confidence in experimental therapies based on so-called convalescence plasma. The plasma is currently used in hospitals for direct transfusions to critically ill patients and is being tested to develop possible medicines against COVID-19. Money is coming from an emergency fund that the European Union has so far used only for highly sensitive issues throughout the pandemic. Grants will be distributed to blood collection centers to help them buy new equipment, such as testing kits and machines that separate plasma from blood. NASA is set to launch an ambitious mission to Mars Thursday with the liftoff of its next-generation Perseverance rover, a six-wheeled robot tasked with deploying a mini-helicopter, testing out equipment for future human missions, and searching for traces of past Martian life. The $2.4 billion mission, slated for liftoff at 7:50 a.m. Eastern Time from Florida's Cape Canaveral, is planned as the U.S. Space Agency's ninth trek to the Martian surface. The United Arab Emirates and China separately this month launch probes to Mars. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.